This Dvar Halacha should be a zechus for the Refuah Shleimah of Natal Yitzchak ben Mendeleya. The common practice during the 3 weeks is not to listen to music, yet it's not entirely clear at first glance what the source of this minig is. And as we'll see, it's possible that the source of the minig will impact upon the parameters of this minig. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention that one is not allowed to listen to music during the 3 weeks. What the Shulchan Aruch does say is that one is not to get married during this time period, and one is not to make a seudas erizin, a party basically, in honor of an upcoming wedding. On this basis, some of the achronim, like the Magen Avraham, add that we do not dance during this time period, and some posts can quote this as the source for not listening to music as well. There's nothing inherent in dancing that makes it inappropriate for the 3 weeks. It's the excitement and the joy that go along with it that dancing expresses. And so too, when it comes to music, it's the excitement, it's the simcha, and the 3 weeks is not a time for simcha. On this basis, it's possible there might be limitations to this minig. For example, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo as saying that the real minig only forbids listening to dance music, to music that makes a person want to go ahead and to dance and to feel that sense of simcha. In the footnotes, they write that it's proper not to listen to other music as well. But the real obligation, based on this minig, is not to listen to simcha music, and that seems to be based on this understanding of the source of the minig. The Sefer Panini Halacha as well claims that, or suggests at least, that we should be able to break down music into three different categories. Simcha music, which is usher the entire 3 weeks. Parav, sort of in-between music, which is mutter until Rosh Chodesh Av. And then sad music. There's some music which can even bring about feelings of avelus, and that should be permitted even during the 9 days. Again, that seems to be based on this issue of the source of the minig coming from the union of dancing and of simcha. There are other views as well, however, which claim a different source for this minig. Moshe Feinstein and Rav Avadya Yosef claim that the minig really is an outgrowth of a different halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and that is in Siman Tov Kuf Samach. There is a halacha all year round not to listen to music because of Zechar L'Churban. What are the parameters of this issur? The Mechaber understands that this is a formal gzeir d'rabban which assers ever listening to instrumental music, to music with instruments. It applies all year round and it reminds us of the Churban. The Rama says, no, that's not true, that one is allowed to listen to instrumental music all year round as long as one is not ragil b'chach, one does not do so on a very consistent basis. The general minhag olam is like the Rama. Like Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya say, well, at least during the 3 weeks, which is a time set aside for avelus on the Churban, we should adopt a more stringent understanding of this gzeir d'rabbanan. If that's the source, so then it seems that it comes with strict parameters already in place. And Rav Moshe seems to understand that it's instrumental music which is the issue during the 3 weeks. He has really a one-line discussion, but he says that recorded music, well, if it's recorded instrumental music, that counts as instrumental, and that will be a problem. If it's recorded non-instrumental music, a cappella, so then perhaps there's room for leniency. So that seems to be the source, again, based on this different makor, the source of this idea that if it's instrumental music is a problem, whereas a cappella music would be okay. There are certainly some who recommend staying away from all music, but it would seem that if it's a cappella and somewhat somber, so then, according to both views, there would be a possibility to be mekel, certainly at the very least, until Rosh Chodesh Av. The fact is that either way, there's no question that the point of the minig is to reduce the amount of simcha and excitement that we have during this time period, and that leads to other discussions as well. What if a person is not listening to music for that purpose of being happy and enjoying the music, but for some other reason? So the Prima Gadol already writes, what about a person whose livelihood is playing music in some, discuss the case where it's a non-Jewish venue, he allows the person to continue playing at least until Rosh Chodesh Av. There are some poskim, like the Tzitz Eliezer, who allow music teachers or music students who are learning or involved in music for parnasa or to learn a skill, but not for enjoyment, to continue to do so. He allows until Shavua Shacholbo. And I even heard from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein that he felt that having music on in the car, let's say as background music so that you stay focused or don't fall asleep, whatever the case may be, but not rather than for enjoyment, that would as well be mutter until Rosh Chodesh Av, again, because the point is not the simcha or enjoyment, but rather for some other purpose. Hopefully the heightened awareness that we have of the Churban, which is generated by this minig, will inspire us to take the right steps to making ourselves worthy of geula, of simcha, of music, and of geula b'mehira b'yameinu.